Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'd be concerned.
Obviously, you're going to be concerned.
I'd be very concerned. Like, we're about.
Would you say, James, I'm concerned, or would you do something about it?
I'd fling you off.
Yeah. Okay, guys, welcome back.
Welcome back, indeed.
Feeling good, feeling great.
How are you?
One thing I will say is, over the last 4 years, you and I have got so in sync. It's absolutely unreal. Even when we're doing like the ad reads and stuff.
Yeah, true.
There's times where like we'll decide to take like a paragraph each.
Yeah.
And then sometimes I'll just randomly stop in the middle of the paragraph and you immediately pick it up.
Yeah.
It's juicy. It's connected. There's not, no one's doing connections and stuff like
facts.
That.
Facts.
Right. So guys, it is time for our Scoopity Doop update.
Mm-hmm.
So week one is complete.
Week one is complete, yeah.
Of our Scoopy 8, so it's the S&G Super 8 Challenge, mm-hmm. which if you're new here, is an 8-week fitness challenge that the team are doing here, where we all have our scoop bands and we are measuring across three different factors, mm-hmm. strain, recovery, and sleep. So let's go around and see how everyone's week has been. I'll start.
Go on.
My body was a sacrificial lamb this week.
Yeah.
I gave everything to the iron. Pause. Mm. I gave it all, bro. I haven't trained this hard in fuck knows how long.
Gang.
Either my Whoop is working the absolute worst out of everyone's or it's working the best. Because I've not been able to break 15 strain.
Mm.
I don't think I've got above 15 strain once. Mm. And the other day, I was telling Rem yesterday, the other day, what was it, Sunday? Yeah. I went gym with my boy Josh. We physically tried to kill ourselves.
Yeah.
Physically, because I think the day before, Ellis got 19.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm just not living like this.
Yeah.
We went in there. I killed myself. Mm-hmm. And came out with 13.6.
Yeah.
I was fucking pissed off. I was seriously pissed off. I think I said to you, man, yesterday, I think I lost connection for like a little bit because
yeah.
it measured my entire session. I did like an hour and 45. It measured it in two separate sessions.
Mm.
So it cut the session off midway through
yeah.
for one of them. And then I had to like pick up and start again. Mm. Anyway, apart from that, I'm locked in.
Gang.
Yeah.
I'm really happy.
Gang.
I'm really, really, really happy and really competitive. The other day, I was looking at the stats. Left my house at 9 o'clock in the night to run.
Nice.
I know he did. Because this fucker did it the day after.
Yeah.
He did the day after. I was in third place.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm not going to sleep in third place.
Yeah.
So I left it as late as I could so no one could
clock.
See it and then go and do it. Went for a 2 mile run. I haven't ran in years, you man.
Yeah, I clocked it.
Yeah.
Fair play. How did you feel?
I felt great.
Yeah.
And this week I feel sore.
Yeah.
I feel sore in places that I haven't felt because I don't run. My Achilles is so sore. I did the assault bike the other day. My quads murked. Training's murked. Like my because I'm trying to get that strain. I'm training to failure a lot more.
Yeah.
So I'm sore. But like it really does tap you in because you can't push it too much.
Mm.
And I'm like, sometimes like if I know I'm training at like 6 or 7 in the evening.
Yeah.
Because I'm busy in the day, I'm like, fuck, well, I can't have a pre-workout because that means I'm not going to sleep and it's going to fuck up my sleep and
all this
other stuff. And then like I've said to you yesterday, sometimes if I'm waking up in the night, it keeps me awake because I'm like, fuck, I'm awake. No, I'm awake.
Go back to sleep.
And then I can't get back to sleep.
You're hyper-focused.
Yeah, I'm too focused on it. I'm loving it though. I'm really loving it. So that's me. I'm done.
Gang, for me, I feel like the love of the competition has made me like pull out all the stops. Even though I've had a busy week, obviously I was away on the weekend. But yeah, man, it's been really, really good. I'm one to, when I'm away, not usually train, but I was like, let me take my gym shit with me because I can't be coming fourth or third.
2 days off is crazy.
Yeah, 2 days off is crazy.
I think I speak for the whole team when I say we couldn't be happy you only got 3 hours sleep that night.
The night you flew away?
Yeah. We couldn't be happier to wake up
for a minute.
Yeah.
I was first. Yeah, I said it last week. Underdogs are the underdogs, isn't
it?
Yeah,
boy. So, yeah. Your sleep's been an issue for everyone. Yeah. It's been pissing everyone off.
So yeah, my recovery's been up. My training's been good. I'm training tonight after after we record. And yeah, man, it's been really, really good. I feel like I'm pushing myself in different ways. And you said before we started recording, the other thing, right?
Yep.
The other activity. Yep. I was doing laundry the other day, but I was just folding shit. And he said, oh, your flooper's detected an activity. Sign, log it in or whatever. I was like, cool. Cool.
Yeah.
So it detects everything, bro. So I'm here for everything. Everything I do, I'm putting it down. I went to like the sauna, steam room, all that. It's got all of that in the recovery tip.
Yeah.
I added that on there as well. So I've been, literally everything I do. When we played table tennis yesterday, slide that in there as well.
Oh, it does sauna in the recovery?
Yes, bro.
Yeah, if you go in recovery,
everything in there.
Select it.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes, ice bro. Ice baths for saunas, loads of stuff.
And that will add it to your recovery percentage?
Yeah.
Also, I've been saunering for no reason then.
Bro.
I've been in the sauna for no reason. I didn't even know it was a thing.
You're not looking at the app properly.
Yeah, I'm not reading the app. Focused. No wonder my recovery's so down.
You're not focused, bro.
Fuck. All right, yeah, say less.
Even when I napped on the day when I had 3 hours sleep, there's got a nap thing there. I press nap and I napped.
It caught my nap by accident. Did you know it catches that?
Nah.
Bro, this bitch told me I napped.
Oh, swear.
I napped and it did it to the minute, you man.
Oh, right.
I napped last week on like Wednesday or whatever. Mm. Bro, and I woke up. And it was like nap detected from 1:18 to 2:23.
Oh, right.
Bang. Wow. Process that.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah, I'm locked in. Ellis, what are you saying?
It's good, man.
Yeah.
It took a couple of days to get my head around it.
Mm.
I like to pride myself on like working hard, like fucking in the gym and stuff. But Jesus, to keep up with you lot.
I had to
go insane. Like when I was like, my strain is just not matching up.
Yeah.
My strain was staying at like 7 or 8 or something like that. And yours was like 12, 13, all this stuff. I've had to go absolutely ham.
Gang.
Nice. That's when I got that like 20 strain on the assault bike.
That was ridiculous.
Yeah, that was.
That was ridiculous.
That was the worst day I did assault bike. Went mad on that. And I went for a run at like 10 at night as well.
Jesus.
And I was battered.
Bro,
at least you got home and just fell to the floor.
When I saw it, I've never been so angry. I was like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, man. But it took a while to... I'm still understanding recovery, though. It's weird.
I'm glad you brought that up because today isn't making sense.
Yeah, mine...
Let's pull that up, shall we? Because someone's got an 80% recovery off about 5 hours sleep.
That's like 91.
It's
bro.
91.
It's 91.
91 recovery.
5 hours sleep.
And I got 5 hours
recovery.
Sleep.
What?
So this is the thing. It's not always measured on sleep. It's a weird system. Like, from what I've read up, I've been trying to do my research on it. From what I've read up, it's based on like your heart rate.
Yeah.
So how rested... What your resting heart rate is. So the last few days, I've been like trying to relax more, taking baths, trying to like do a bit of breath work and stuff. And that's helped a little bit. So I don't think it all is like sleep.
Fair play.
It's weird.
It is weird.
There's a lot to it,
man. Yeah. I'm happy you man said that I can actually process stuff in the recovery sections.
Yeah, you can.
Because every day you man, your recoveries have been getting higher and higher and higher. Mm. And mine is always the same. Mm. Between like 48 and 56, I've never got higher. And you, man, are getting higher and higher. You got 64 the other day, which fucking pissed me off. You get 80 for a joke. You've woken up in the 80s today, and I'm staying at the same level.
It's been
pissing me off.
Yeah, I don't understand recovery. I don't know how to increase my recovery. I'm reading it now. It's right here. But I don't know how to improve my recovery. It's heavily linked to sleep as well, obviously. I'm only averaging just underneath 7 hours. I knew I was going to take an L on sleep.
Yeah.
So I was fine with that from the beginning. But I thought, I made an assumption that on my strain days, training days, go hard, train as hard as possible, get the strain up. And on my rest days, take advantage of resting and making sure that my strain is low. Hopefully my recovery will be up.
Yeah.
Nah, ain't that. It needs to be strain every day. Like, I'm thinking my strain, keeping my strain down at like 5, 6, whatever, doing nothing, that's cool. Nah. Recovery, or it needs to be active rest, basically.
Mm.
So you need to be, these 20-minute runs at 9 p.m. at night, those sneaky ones, that's what actually you need to be doing.
And
I still don't know how it links in with recovery. The algorithm is, it's not making sense to me.
It is a weird one.
The fact that strain isn't directly correlated with calories burned is pissing me off.
You, man?
Yeah.
When I was on a...
sense.
I've been on a 11, 12 strain and had like... 2,500 calories burnt. I'm seeing some of you man on like a 17 with like 800 calories.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm dying.
Yeah, yeah. It's not making sense.
I'm dying for this, and it's not paying dividends.
What's the
so
the leaderboard? Because obviously we have three tabs: the sleep, recovery, rest. What does how is the leaderboard calculated? Is it the average of the three?
So this is what I've been doing so far. Mm-hmm. And Ellis said he had a pitch, and we'll work it from there. Mm-hmm. So what I've been doing to calculate it, I've just clocked I'm not actually, I was winning and I'm not winning anymore by my thing. Mm. I was doing a point system. So I've been going to the monthly tab.
Okay.
Yep.
Which is our whole journey so far. Mm-hmm. And I've been doing a point system for all of us. So if you're in first place on a leaderboard, you get 4 points. Second, you get three. Third, you get two. Last, you get 1 point.
Should the point system not be across the week, not the month? We're only doing it for 2 months.
All right, bet. Let's do it that way then.
It gives a better chance as well if we, you know, to fight for first place each week. And we record each week as well. It just makes more sense to go weekly.
Okay. Yeah.
I wonder why that's your suggestion, Mr. Last Place.
I'm just saying. Right.
Are you going to tabulate?
Yeah.
Say less.
So
we're going to do week by week. Yeah, all in agreement week by week.
Yep.
Yeah. Cool. So week one.
So Ellis, strain 4. Recovery 1, so 5. And sleep 3. So 8 for Ellis.
Ellis is week 1. So Ellis, 8.
Rem. Are you doing? Are you just putting score? Or are you putting the strain recovery thingy section and just score?
Just score.
Okay, cool.
Score,
yeah. Keep it REM 3 + 2 + 2 = 7. Me 2 + 4 + 6 + 1 = 7. You 1 + 3 = 4 + 4 = 8. So is it 8, 8, 7, 7?
It is 8, 8, 7, 7. So me and Ellis are tied first place after week one. Mm. Cool. So let's catch up next week to see how we're doing.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
Cool. Okay.
All right. Mm. Nice.
Scary hours.
Nice. Yeah. Well, I'm saying my ting says first out of four on the ting. So I'm just saying. Anyway, moving on next subject.
Your ting says what?
First out of four, innit? On the community tab.
Today.
For what?
For today.
Daily strain, yeah, for today.
Yeah, for today. What did you do this? You go
no
gym
one's
this
done anything today.
I ain't done anything today, bro.
Because it says other again. You've been folding clothes again.
A lie. Doing laundry, bro.
Yeah, bro. Doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense. It's jarring, bro.
Bro, it comes up on my app and it says, it's detected a workout, detected something. Please log it. I'm logging everything, bro.
Fair play.
That's jarring me.
Have you noticed as well? Me and Ren were talking about it. With weights and cardio.
Yeah.
The strain is loads higher on cardio.
Of course it is.
You can pump weights like fuck. The strain, the top strain I've ever got on weights was like 8. Cardio, I've got like 20.
Of course, yeah. Most, beating, that's why.
I think, yeah.
I know, but it's weird how it, because like, you know, I want to be training weights, but it's like, it's not getting my strain up.
Doesn't
so
encourage.
So I have to just do cardio.
Yeah, I've been doing both. So I've been doing cardio, 10 minutes of cardio at the beginning, weights, and then like half an hour of cardio at the end. Which is not my style, but I'm feeling good for it though.
Gang.
I'm feeling really, really, really good
What's
for it.
What's your typical style?
Weights and go home, bro.
No cardio at all.
I'll warm up for maybe 5 minutes, something like that. But yeah, I haven't been doing cardio in time, bro.
Weights and go home is the one.
Weights and go home, bro. Yeah, I've got stuff to do. But no, I'm happy for it. And it's also making me more intense with my weight training as well. Because I want to keep the strain up, like time between sets and stuff. Like. Quick. It's been good, man. I'm really, really enjoying it. And I'm intrigued to see how it goes because like, it's all well and good week one. It's easy to like lock in week one and like try your best.
Yeah.
Week five?
That's when it
couple
really
man are gonna
it.
Start. Yeah. Who's really in it?
Yeah. Give it up.
Who's really on it? So to be fair, it probably is better that we're doing it week by week.
Yeah.
Because then it stops you from losing motivation. Because after 3 weeks in, if there is like a clear gap that you can't catch up, you'll just stop.
As well. How's your diet been? The only reason why I say is because that actually affects your recovery. Because last week you said on the episode, like, oh, it doesn't measure diet, so it'll be all right. It does. Your diet matters to your recovery and your hydration.
So interesting.
It could be your diet or your hydration.
Very interesting.
That does count towards it.
In what sense? Does it say what foods you
somehow,
should be?
It somehow monitors it. It knows if you're not drinking enough or eating well. I don't know.
Oh, yeah, so for good nutrition.
Hydrating properly. Midday good naps. Nutrition, midday naps.
Meditating and breath work.
Circadian rhythm aligned.
Ah, okay. Oh, fantastic.
Yeah.
All right, man.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes into it, man.
Bro, I didn't know that. I'm on it now, though.
Yeah.
I'm adding all these because I'm going to the sauna today. So I'll add that in there, man. That's gang. No fibs, guys. No fibs.
It can tell anyway.
It will tell.
Yeah, okay, it will tell. You can't fake.
You can't fake that.
I mean, even if you do type it in, or let's say I put sauna in, I'm not in a sauna, and I stop it, I don't think it would match up with...
No.
If your heart rate don't change...
Exactly. It's going to tell, because I'm going to be boiling if I'm in a sauna.
Yeah.
I'm going to be sweating, losing burning calories.
It reads skin temp.
Oh, okay, gang.
So if you say you're in a sauna and you ain't, it's going to call your ass out.
Yeah. All right, bet. I'm here for that. I'm here for that. All right.
This is genius.
Mm-hmm.
Sick.
Gang. Welcome to the show, guys.
Welcome back. If you love this, if you really love this, if you're really about it, prove it.
Facts.
Head on over to patreon.com/ shits and gigs.
I don't even know what I said. I'm stretching. Continue.
That chemistry moment's just gone.
Do you actually know what I mean? You never jump in on this part.
I know. I don't know why I said. It's fine, guys. Start again and continue what you're saying.
£3 a month.
10p a day.
Run the feet to S&G. Join the babies.
Factual.
The top boys. Mm-hmm. Top gyat. That's where we're running things over there.
Of course.
We're whoopity whoops over there.
Whoopity floops.
Fitness freaks. Mm-hmm. Just tits and skin and luscious humans over there. So if you want to go over there, chirps a couple things, vibe, feel good, feel fresh.
Yeah, man.
Do it now. More reason to do it now, guys, is because we have just launched a brand new show over on Patreon. Mm. One of a kind. No one's inventing shows on Patreon, okay? Your boys are. We want to give back. So we've created an extra juicy, juicy show called The Log Cabin.
We have.
So if you want to head on over to Patreon, click that tier two.
Mm.
First episode launches, 2 days ago.
Yeah, it's dropped.
Yeah. By the time it's dropped.
Yeah.
So yeah, first episode is out now. Go over there, enjoy. And yeah, man, extra content from your boys. That's all I can say.
Yeah, man.
If you are watching YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. If you're listening on any of the audio apps, please leave us a nice review. 5 stars is preferable, but whatever you say.
Say it with chest.
Come on, man. Without any further ado, Fwegs and I are going to do the question of the week.
Yazerski.
And the question of the week this week was,
what hill are you willing to die on?
This is a good question. I like this one.
Yeah.
So we're going to go back and forth?
Back and forth. And I also want us to discuss.
Please.
Yeah. I want us to discuss this because I feel like this is going to be interesting for everyone. So what hill are you willing to die on? I'll go first. Beyonce is not that good.
Wow.
That's what the streets are saying. Not me.
Beyonce's not that good.
Discuss.
We can actually discuss this because I may have entertained this before we went to see her, and it turns out that's a lie because she actually is just that good.
I actually remember. Yeah.
She is that good.
Yeah, the best show I saw last year.
Yeah. Mm. And you've seen a lot of shows. I don't see that many shows. Yeah. But speaking of shows, pause there, guys. Head on over to our website, to the O2 website,
facts,
to the Axis website, whatever facts you want. Get shows for our show at the O2. Mm-hmm. Get tickets for our show at the
get
O2.
Shows at
what
shows
am I doing? What am I actually doing? Get tickets. This is why I don't plug mid-sentence. Get tickets for our show at the O2.
Yeah, man.
They're pretty much sold out. Soz.
Only a few left, but we want to sell that bitch out, so grab the rest while you can.
Anyway, back to it. Beyonce is that good.
Beyonce is that
She's
good.
The best performer I've seen.
Factual.
She's actually the best performer I've seen live. And she had routines.
She did have routines. Routines, outfit changes, the stage production, and her breath control was incredible. For 3 hours straight?
3 hours straight, bro.
What did she come out to again? Dangerously in Love.
I love you.
It was genius. It was genius.
I love that song, by the way.
Yeah.
Bro, I told you before, I banged that song the whole way home. As loud as I could. Bro.
Banger.
Because I'm in love with you. Bro, sharp. Right, my go. What hill am I willing to die on, yeah? I'm not rounding up my order to the nearest pound to give the rest to charity.
Bah!
facts.
I'm just not doing it.
McDonald's,
yeah.
You're taking the amount of money that you only deserve.
You're not having 56p.
You're not, you're just not.
Yeah, you're not having it, bro. Piss off. Just let me pay what I want to pay. And don't make me press no thanks.
Oh.
Do you want to give the rest to charity? And it says no thanks.
So I feel like an arsehole.
Yeah, so I'm the dickhead.
Yeah, don't offer that thing in the first place.
Yeah, bro. And the thing is, that's how I know these shops are on it. If you go to WH Smith and any service station,
yeah.
They press no thanks for you.
Oh, is it?
Bro?
Oh, yes, they
yeah,
do.
Yeah, as soon
they
as the card machine comes yeah, up, it says, they say,
yeah, they reach over. Like,
they reach over and yeah, press cancel.
Yes, yes, they do, yeah. they do.
I don't know if anyone who's heading up WH Smith watches this show,
yeah.
Chat to your boys.
Yeah.
Your employees instinctively hate charity. Yeah. I'm just saying it. I've not been to a WH Smith where they didn't press cancel
yeah,
for me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
they
yeah.
They hate
yeah.
charity.
That's jokes.
It's part of your culture.
What hill are you willing to die on? Apple juice over orange juice always. Discuss.
Do you know how many people I saw say that?
What's your preference?
Apple juice.
Mm.
Yeah. I know you're an OJ goer.
I love OJ, but I also love apple juice. I don't think I have a preference. I think I have a preference on a day.
I can't remember the brand. There's a brand that does, fuck, it begins with C, I think. There's a brand, Coppell maybe, something like that.
Coppell. They do that cloudy apple.
Cloudy Woo! Apple and apple and elderflower.
Yeah, I've never had the apple and elderflower.
Fuck!
Yeah.
The apple and elderflower, bro.
Yeah.
Okay. Used to start fights in my house, the amount of stuff my brother used to drink it at. My dad was livid.
They're expensive as well.
Yeah, expensive. My brother used to back that shit.
They probably only do about, like, if you get the big one, it's like 3 glassfuls and that's it.
Yeah, it's done, bro.
Maybe 3.5, it's done.
Bro,
you got to mize that bitch.
It's like fucking crack.
Yeah, it's
and
amazing.
It makes you thirstier.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's unreal. Apple juice all day.
Mm.
Apart from that LA orange juice we had, that was silly.
$6 a pop?
$12 a pop.
$12 a pop.
Excuse me. $12 a glass.
Wow.
For liquid nut. You man. Unicorn jizz in this glass, you man.
It was sensational.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Right, I would have sold a kidney for that.
I need to know who's squeezing him backstage.
Yeah.
I need to know who's squeezing that bitch backstage.
They're squeezing it with their cheeks.
Yeah.
There's a BBL back there just squeezing oranges. Fucking hell.
Incredible stuff.
Yeah, for you, man, I don't know, if you live in LA, you need to head over to, what is it, the Edition?
The Edition, West Hollywood Edition.
West Hollywood Edition. Yep, There's a restaurant downstairs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Best OJ.
Going.
Steak and eggs.
The steak and eggs slaps. Was it the French toast you had as well?
The fucking French. That's
slaps.
That was a heart attack on a plate.
Yeah, yeah, fat.
Yeah, it wow.
Looked, that brioche was fat. That brioche was fucking fat. I couldn't believe it. I couldn't fucking believe it.
Neither could I.
Yeah.
Wow, that's a restaurant.
It was
a fucking restaurant. Fuck.
Woo.
That bitch was like $300 a breakfast.
Yeah, it did.
It was the most expensive restaurant I've ever been to in my life.
It was incredible.
Yeah, it was incredible.
The Edition, you might know what you're doing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The fact they took that money from us on day one and we went back on day two and ordered the same shit.
Same thing?
That's Woo. Crazy.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. When the bill came, we're like, oh,
yeah.
We ran it back.
Yeah. Fuck.
We're whores. Okay.
Wow, what ill am I willing to die on? I'd rather have a man who isn't my man, but is my man, than be in a relationship.
Say that all again.
I'd rather have a man that isn't really my man, but is my man, than be in a relationship.
Okay.
That power struggle?
Yeah.
I can't tell you not to church, but how dare you?
Church, yeah.
How dare
it
you?
It keeps that bitch excited.
Yeah.
That's jokes. Wow. Yeah. Okay, that's a good one. That's a really fucking good one.
It keeps that bitch excited. That's funny.
Oh, God. What hill are you willing to die on? Rose should have taken turns with Jack on that door.
I'm not even going to scream it. I'm not trying to break microphones today.
Facts.
How... Who does this bitch think she was?
How dare she? He froze to death.
Get off the door.
There was space, bro. Let's alternate.
Bro, he was hanging on that bitch for what seemed like hours. I don't know how they did the editing. It seemed like hours. And she just watched him freeze to death.
Yeah.
And then just
let
him
go. And just sink.
Get him on there.
Do you love me or not?
Put him on your back or something.
Facts. Because if I was on that joint, you'd be on my back too.
Yeah. Do you know what I mean? Question though.
Oh, God.
What if This is actually, this is what I know is mad.
Mm.
If it was me and you,
yeah.
Titanic's just hit the berg.
Mm.
Me and you are out there floating on the door, and it just so happened you landed on the door. Mm-hmm. Or you caught the door first,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I'm hanging on.
Mm-hmm.
I'm shaking and shivering.
Yeah.
We don't know when we're gonna get saved.
Yeah.
I'm shaking and shivering. And I'm like, please, please, please.
Mm.
I need to like jump in the water for a bit, let me get on the door.
Mm.
You put your foot in and feel truly how cold that is. Are you letting me on the door?
Question.
Yeah.
No. Genuine question.
Scream.
No, genuine question. Do we both have life jackets?
No one's got life jackets.
Oh, it's detrimental.
Yeah, no one's got life jackets. And when I was like, you've never felt cold like that.
And the door's only big enough for one?
Yeah.
I need the full scenario. I need a picture.
You've seen the movie, you know the scenario. Are you letting me on that bitch or not?
Yeah, we'll alternate, we'd have to. But it'd have to be like a quick 15 secs.
15 secs? I've been there for 2 hours.
You've not been there for two
okay,
hours.
I've been there.
You would have died.
I've been there for like 4 minutes. What do you mean 15 seconds? 15 on, 15 off.
To be fair, you wouldn't have called, your body temp wouldn't have risen by then.
Okay, what if the only way we could both fit on there was in missionary?
Oh my God.
Because we can.
Yeah. Why missionary? To be fair, it doesn't matter. It could be collapsed. It's either collapsed doggy or missionary. It's either collapsed doggy or missionary.
Wait, would you rather freeze to death or get on the door in missionary?
What position am I? Am I on top or am I bottom?
Whatever you fancy. I just want to feel heat. Biomechanically, I feel like I prefer to be at the bottom.
Biomechanically? Oh yeah, it makes the pressure. Biomechanically. That makes all the sense.
If we're not doing nose to nose, you have to put the energy into it.
Because
I'm laying down facing you.
Yeah.
If you don't want the lips, do what your neck needs to do.
Oh, like swivel to the side.
Yeah, you can swivel it away. Your neck's sore.
Can't we do like a big spoon, little spoon?
Nah, it's gonna topple.
The physics,
yeah, it's gonna topple. Yeah, get physics. On top of me or get off.
I would do the missionary. I'd have to.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
Fair.
I'd have to. Yeah.
Fair.
Mm.
What if you felt a little tummy stick?
I'd be concerned.
Obviously, you're gonna be concerned.
I'd be very concerned. Like, we're about.
Would you say, James, I'm concerned, or would you do something about it?
I'd fling you off.
Yeah.
No. Okay, this is exactly what I'll do.
Yeah.
You're at the bottom. I'm at the top.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Obviously, I'm not face to face, but like I'm overlapped like Tetris.
Yeah.
I've got both hands on edge of the tick.
If I'm feeling the tummy ting,
I'm flipping that bitch. I'm rocking that bitch to make you scream. Subside that boner. You're not thinking straight. We're trying to survive here and you're getting hard. For what? For who?
Oh, that's too funny.
Oh my days.
Subside that bone. Okay.
Oh God.
Oh right. Okay, what hill are you willing to die on?
Yeah.
I'm not saying sorry, because I knew what I was doing and I meant what I did.
Fair. Okay. Okay. It be like that sometimes.
That's hands up, 10 toes.
Mm, it be like that sometimes.
Wow, and I know what I did.
I have to rate it.
Yeah, I have to rate it.
I have to rate it. What hill are you willing to die on? Pineapples belong on pizza and people are just too immature to admit it.
That's a lie.
That's what the streets are saying. Have you ever had it?
Of course I've had it.
And
it's disgusting.
Immediate no? Is it ham and pineapple or what have you had?
Ham and pineapple, yeah.
Ellis, ham and pineapple? You like ham and pineapple,
innit? I don't mind it.
Yeah, you've said before. I'm sure you've said before.
It has to be barbecue base.
Barbecue base is crazy on ham.
That's too much tang.
That is. It's
nice. It's
barbecue
nice.
Base and pineapple.
Barbecue base.
Just put sugar on
pineapple
there.
Pineapple, ham.
Remski?
It's good.
Nah. I'm not going to lie. The child in me loved it. The child in me loved the ham and pineapple from Pizza Go-Go.
Pizza Go-Go.
Pizza Hut.
Growing up. Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie.
Grown palate, established adult now?
No. But...
No offense, bro, sorry.
I could kind of see it because a lot of places you go restaurant-wise, if you have pork, it always comes, 9 times out of 10 comes with like a pineapple side. And the combination is sensational.
I'm not doing it.
You've never had pork and pineapple? Or pork belly and pineapple or something like that?
No, because I don't like pineapple with savory food. I understand Fair. That people like, because pork is a salty thing. I can understand why they want to balance it with sweet. Maple bacon is probably the best thing ever invented. I get where they're going. Pineapple can fuck off around my savory.
Fair, man.
It's good. All right, man.
It's good.
Right. Here we are willing to die on. Alcohol doesn't taste good. We're all just trying to feel something.
Facts. I am convinced I have about 4 to 5 intolerances and alcohol is one of them.
Cosine?
Alcohol is one of them.
My stomach, you man, when I've been drinking alcohol. Visibly and physiologically. Wow.
Facts and facts.
Yeah. When I say I fart and shit.
Bro, it's factual. After a heavy night?
After a heavy night, that bitch smells like poison.
Oh, what comes out of me sometimes? Oh, bro, it's unheard of.
Yeah.
Unheard of. Nah. It's disgusting.
Bro, man. Wow.
Yeah, man, 100%, 100%. What hill are you willing to die on? Stevie Wonder can see.
Do you know how many people have actively tried to debunk his blindness? I've seen it, it's crazy. I've seen people like threaten to go like that to him.
Oh.
Just to see.
No.
Yeah.
I've never
people
seen that.
People try to debunk his blindness all the fucking time, bro.
Have you seen that video though? Of the light, what falls?
The what?
There's a video.
There is a video, I can't remember.
He's performing, right? And a light falls and he catches it.
Pull it up please, Rem. Stevie Wonder, light falls.
That made me question it, I'm not gonna lie.
I've not seen that. And if that's the truth, he can see.
Just grabs it.
Oh, it's a microphone. That doesn't count. That landed on his arm.
That one doesn't count at all. Oh, no.
Oh! Wait a minute.
Oh, exactly.
He drew for that.
Wow, yeah. Okay.
Keep that bitch playing. Let's see what I got on.
So Paul McCartney knocks the microphone. Kazam. And he's reacting now.
Automatically.
Oh, no.
See? It's crazy.
Hey, yo.
Okay, that's nuts.
Isn't it? That's nuts.
Interesting.
That is interesting. Maybe he can
see. That's all I need to see. I don't need to see the lighting. That's all I need to see. Maybe he's partially blind. Maybe he's got like a little piece of vision. God, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
Because it's instantaneous he did that.
You never know though, if the microphone was on,
maybe he can
and
hit
his
the...
head hit the thing and you can hear it go boom, boom. Maybe his reaction was, so I don't know.
His hand out.
Yeah, okay.
Damn. I don't know, but fucking hell, that's sketchy.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah. Okay, cool.
Say less.
Right, who are you trying to die on? If you breathe, this for me, you man, is factual.
Okay.
If you breathe good news into the air before it's happened, it can get snatched from you.
Facts.
When I say, when I hear good shit that's going on, but hasn't actually, I haven't seen the contract, I keep my mouth fucking shut.
Yes.
And as soon as I've been too tee-hee-hee and let it slip, I'm livid at myself. Because I know it's jinxed now.
Yep. I completely agree with that.
It pisses me off.
I completely agree with that. What hill are you willing to die on? That monster tastes terrible. Thoughts.
That's bullshit.
Thoughts.
Do you know how I know they're wrong?
Okay.
They're sat in, yeah? Let me get set up for this.
All right.
Only true ride or dies will get it. Their sat in that happens in here when you crack a fresh drawn out the fridge and you hear that snap.
Yeah.
These zero sugars. Yeah. People who drink the black things, nah, they don't know what they're doing.
That's with sugar?
That's with or without sugar. So you've got the black flavors, right? Let me give you a breakdown on Monster, you man.
Okay.
You got the black flavors. That's the original. That shit tastes like Red Bull.
Okay.
Boring and shit.
Okay.
Horrible. The sugary one?
I'm gonna crack a Monster now. Say what you said off edit.
That is actually random. I said today, without knowing that statement was gonna come up, I said my 2024 mission is to get Fuhad into Monster once and for all. If we're ever gonna sign that deal with you, man, we need him on board. We can't do it by ourselves. Mm. Just like I need to start watching Man U games.
Fair.
So, as let me talk you through it.
Describe it, and I'll.
So let me tell you what's gonna happen, yeah, right? Yeah. You're gonna. It's cold, right?
Yeah, it's freezing.
Yeah.
Baby's freezing. Mm.
Before you do anything,
yeah.
Let your lips remember how warm it is in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're warm. You need. You need sustenance. You need something to cool you down. Mm. It's a hot room. Mm. It's a warm day in here.
Yeah.
Right. Get your finger under there.
Yep.
And snap it. Listen to the snap. That's coldness you're gonna hear. And fresh. Yeah. That metal snap. Smell that. Breathe it.
Mm.
Breathe it in. Does it? It smells fresh.
Do you know what it smells like? It smells like diet lilt.
I was gonna say lilt. It smells fresh. It smells like it's from the tropics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And now,
what flavor is this, by the way?
So this, they're clever with the flavors. This flavor is ultra white.
Okay.
So there's no calories in here.
Okay.
There's no sugar in here.
Okay.
There may be some carcinogens. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway, what I want you to do is you let it pass your lips.
Mm.
Taste the freshness and the cleanness in the flavor.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that diet lilt in your head.
Yep.
It's like a mix between lilt and Sprite.
Okay.
And it's packed full of caffeine.
Okay.
So it's lilt and Sprite, fresh, juicy, good. And it's full with drugs that are gonna make you pumped up.
Okay.
It's a perfect drink. Taste that, bitch.
It really isn't bad.
That's all I needed to hear.
That first sip, it really isn't bad. But because I remember, you tried to get me onto it maybe 2 years ago, maybe two and a half years ago.
Yeah, I remember.
And it wasn't this flavor. I'm pretty sure it wasn't this flavor.
Probably wasn't. Now, then you got those flavors, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then when you're really suffering, you get into the sugary joints. There's only two sugary bitches that I co-sign, right?
Mm-hmm.
One is a pipeline punch.
Pipeline punch.
The pipe, you'll smack your mum for a pipeline punch. On a bad day, I promise, you'll smack your mum for a pipeline punch. That's the sweetest, sugariest jawn I've ever tasted.
Oh yeah?
Yeah. It's crazy.
Okay.
And then there's also Mango Loco.
I've heard of that one.
Mango Loco is pretty good.
Yeah.
Pipeline punch is undefeated.
Okay.
So I never step into the sugary realm.
Okay.
Because I don't like cavities and I don't like tummies.
Okay.
But or the beaties.
Mm.
But I always stay consistent with my-
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp.
Fwakes.
Talk to me.
Bro, tell me the truth.
I'm listening.
What's your social battery saying?
It's mid, you know?
Mid?
Sometimes I'm excited, sometimes I'm low, so let's say ballpark middle.
Why is it middle?
I'm not very active, you know?
Mm.
I'm not very active. Sometimes I just like to chill.
You got the winter blues?
Mm. Yeah.
You got the winter blues. Yeah. Tell the truth, you got the winter blues.
Yeah, I need sun.
Yeah, you got that seasonal D.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro, facts, same.
Guys, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter.
Yes, and you may be thinking, what's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more alone time.
Therapy can give you self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery, and it's helpful for learning how to set boundaries.
So, if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try.
It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/gigspod today. Get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/gigspod. Ultra whites.
Mm-hmm. What's your second go-to? Top three. Give me a top three.
Top three, right? Ultra white.
Yep.
Top three ultras. Ultras means zero sugar.
Okay.
Ultra white. Ultra blue.
Mm-hmm.
Brexit, they fucked us.
Okay.
Brexit took ultra blue off the map in the UK. You got to ship that bitch in from Europe.
What's the difference between white and blue?
It's hard to explain. Anyone who's a true Monster fan knows that Ultra Blue just tastes like a blue white.
Pull up Monster for me, please, Ramsky.
Yeah.
A blue white.
It tastes like a white, but it's blue.
Yeah, okay.
That's what it tastes like.
Okay.
I can't describe it. Ultra Blue just tastes like an ultra white, but bluey. Then my second favorite, I'm not going to talk about sugar. So out of the ultras, Ultra Blue is probably my second favorite. You can only get it in Europe. PG Keen is a tie for third place with Ultra Red. Mm-hmm. Ultra Red is another one that Brexit hit us with, mm-hmm. and they took that off the shelves too. Ultra Red is it's a good drink. Mm-hmm. It tastes a bit like Cherryade.
Okay.
Ooh, and they got that Ultra Sunrise on there. That orange bitch there. Ultra Sunrise.
Yeah.
If you have it too much, it fucks with your taste buds and you don't like it.
Okay.
Ultra White, you can have three of these bitches in a day and not get bored.
Okay.
Ultra Sunrise, you can have like one a week. Mm. But the one you have,
yeah,
on a one-off, no consistency, Ultra Sunrise is undefeated. It's the best flavor there is.
Is there a monster flavor you've never had?
Good question.
Type in how many monster flavors are there, Rem?
Type in monster ultra flavors, because okay. There's a lot of the sugar ones I haven't had, and I never will.
Fair.
Zero ultra flavors. All right, cool. So this is on the official website. Let's go. I've had Ultra White, Peachy Keen, Watermelon, Ultra God I've had, Ultra Paradise I've had, Ultra Fiesta, yes. Ultra Sunrise, yes. Ultra Rosa. Rosa's another good one. Ultra Violet used to be Lawrence's go-to. They don't do that anymore. Brexit took that from us as well. Ultra Red, love. Ultra Blue is that bad bitch. Ultra Black tastes like shit.
Really?
He really does. Ultra Black is like a cherry flavored one.
Okay.
Didn't land.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure they didn't do that Sainsbury's. And then you got the Strawberry Dreams. Mm. So yeah, I've had all the ultra flavors.
Okay. And okay, so top three again is White.
White
is number one.
Second place is Ultra Blue.
Okay.
And then I think we have a three-way tie for third for me, which is Peachy Keen.
Yeah.
Ultra Sunrise and Ultra Red.
Okay.
Followed closely by Ultra Rosa.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow.
All right.
Yeah. I love me some Monster, boy.
Say less, bro.
Yeah. Damn.
Say less.
Damn. It's good, bro.
I cracked my first one.
Today. Yeah, gang. Yeah. You know, bro. And once you get in, you know how these like Prime Dons are like, wow. They got the rarest gooseberry flavor.
Yeah.
The group chats I'm in. When a new monster flavor hits the shelves,
yeah.
And you'll always find it in the most off-kilter corner shop.
Yeah.
You'll be in a random news agents and just see a new flavor in there.
Yeah.
No one knows about. I take a picture of that, send it to all my team.
Yeah.
Everyone's losing their mind. They're always like, add a pin and drop a pin. It's crazy.
Say less.
Yeah, it's good shit, man. I love it.
Say less.
I know I'm gonna be filled comments like, you're gonna get cancer and die. I don't care. I said it, bro.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Cool.
Anyway.
Last one. What hill are you willing to die on? Dragon Ball Z is the best anime of all time.
That's fucking bullshit. That's fucking bullshit, by the way. It is, I would say it's the most influential anime of all time.
I mean, yeah. As a child, I watched that bitch every day. So.
Everyone did.
Yeah, nostalgia.
So I'd say it's so influential that a lot of people don't even consider it to be an anime.
Yeah, I never deemed it an anime. I didn't even know what anime was when I was a kid anyway. But I was watching it thinking, this is just a cartoon and I'm loving it.
Yeah, facts,
it's
bro.
It's on Cartoon Network and I'm loving it.
Yeah,
it's
Cartoon bro. Network, it was on yeah, Cartoon Network. Yeah, Cartoon Network,
Toonami. Yeah. And I'm loving it.
Me and my brother used to throw hands. During the opening sequence, yeah. Dragon Ball Z and Power Rangers, we're throwing hands.
Say less.
Yeah, just gassed. Mm. So yeah, fuck that comment. But the only one that I had left was one I didn't say, but because it says of that, I'll say it. Hill they're willing to die on, they said Attack on Titan's overrated.
Bro, Demon Slayer's overrated, overhyped due to animation. The storyline is trash.
Fuck you! Who the fuck said that?
I was livid writing it. I couldn't believe it.
Nah, that's bullshit. Storyline's hard.
Overhyped and overrated due to the animation. What you've been watching? What's your favorite anime?
The
fuck?
I will say though, Attack on Titan I think is overrated. Don't get me wrong, there are parts of it. Now it's finished, I can say with full confidence, there's too much of it that's not good.
Yeah. Oh, there's loads of it that isn't good. There's a whole season that's not good.
Yeah.
There's a whole season.
They produced an entire season, had the audacity to release it to the public, knowing that we ain't gonna see a Titan this year.
Facts. I think it was season 3, part 1. It was terrible.
Yeah, the worst thing I've ever seen. Terrible. And even the movies weren't that good.
I didn't finish watching the last movie. I think I'm halfway through the last movie. And the second part of the movie continues exactly where movie 1 left off from. Mm-hmm. And movie 1,
I watched them both back to back.
It's like a year apart, or so maybe 11 months apart, and I completely forgot what happened in the first movie, and it starts from the jump on movie 2. Don't know what's happening.
Bro?
I'm like halfway through, I'm like...
It's not that good.
It's just, It's av. But if you watch it from season one to end of movie, maybe you will enjoy it a lot more.
Top three, I would say it's got the top three best first episodes of any anime I've ever seen.
Oh, that's on God.
Yeah, yeah.
That, my jaw dropped that first episode. I couldn't believe it.
Same. I remember where I was when I watched it in uni with you, man. Mm. You, man, were out. When you got back, I called you into the living room to watch it again. I remember saying,
I don't even remember
sit
that.
Down and watch this.
I don't even remember that. Wow.
Bro.
Wow.
Fucking hell.
Yeah, yeah. What would you say are other good season one openers of an anime, if you can recall?
Jujutsu Kaisen had a good one. I think Demon Slayer had a really good one.
I rewatched that again not too long ago. It was good.
It was good. Cabaneri of the Iron Fortress is a really, really good first episode.
I can't remember. I've obviously seen the anime, but I can't remember the first episode. I just remember it was arms.
Yeah, it's arms from the jump.
The whole thing was arms.
The 12 Zodiacs.
The 12 Zodiacs?
That's not the name they go by. They go by the Japanese name, but I can't remember. It's okay. Like the 12 Zodiacs is like the thing where they have the 12 assassins and they're all Zodiac signs.
Oh my God!
The first episode of that is fucking...
Oh my God!
Fucking crazy.
I can't remember what it's called, but oh my God. When you think the main character's gonna... No, bro. And he dies in like episode one.
Junie Tyson, yeah, bro, Zodiac War.
Oh my God. Bro?
Insane first episode.
I forgot about that. Wow.
the season as a whole was gash. Oh. The first couple episodes were out of this world.
You don't know what to expect. Yeah. It's like Game of Thrones level. You don't know who's going to die, bro.
Yeah, bro. Wow. Next level.
Good shout.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Junior Tyson first episode was so sick.
Fuck. Yeah, man, yeah, man, yeah, man. Good memory.
Fair play.
Good memory.
Right. Guys, okay, cool, cool. So the scores for... Back to school. Season
what?
One.
I think it's 1-1 nil, no?
1-1 nil. So I've got 1 point. Rem's got 1 point. Ellis 0 at the minute. I'm not gonna lie to you, man. I actually genuinely do get nervous playing this game.
Yeah, good.
Because it opens yourself up to a lot of scrutiny.
Facts.
Mm-hmm. And Rem, I would just want to say, I want to bury the hatchet. I've no interest in beefing with you mm-hmm. over this little game. I don't want to fuck Ireland. and I just want us to just be cool with it.
I'm more than happy to.
All right, gang.
Guys, like I said before, once we have written all five answers, we are going to swap boards.
Oh, yeah.
So we are going to mark other people's answers. Yeah. Guys, make sure you're playing at home. Five questions, different categories, different subjects, key stage three, ages 11 to 14. If you're smart, you'll get it. If you're not, you won't. Right, guys, we're going back to school. Are we all ready for question one?
Mm-hmm.
Ready.
Question one. Which of the following acids do we have in our stomach? Ethanoic acid? Hydrochloric acid? Is it nitric or nitric acid? Nitric acid? Or sulfuric acid? I'm gonna say it again. Which of the following acids do we have in our stomach? Ethanoic acid, hydrochloric acid, nitric acid, or sulfuric acid?
I ain't got a fucking clue, by the way. Damn, good question. That's key stage three.
Key stage three, my bro. Everyone forgets what they learn in like year 7,
yeah,
eight, 9. Like,
yeah,
who's
going
to remember that?
It's true.
Fucking two, why do I care?
Yeah.
Why do I actually care?
Yeah.
Cool. Everyone locked, first question?
Yep. Uh-huh.
Yeah. All right, question two. Choose the correct list of nouns from the following sentence. The books are on the table by the window in the hall. Choose the correct list of nouns from the following sentence. The books are on the table by the window in the hall. Question three, spelling. Spell acrylic. Spell acrylic. Question four. What is the capital of Australia? Question number five and the final question. Which of these numbers has a whole number as a square root? Which of these numbers has a whole number as a square root? 30, 32, 34, or 36? 30, 32, 34, or 36? And that concludes Back to School this week, guys. Let us know what you got in the comments below and we're going to run the answers once these guys are locked.
God. Right, so I'm assuming we're just going quick clockwise.
a quick clockwise.
Yeah.
Change your pads, please. Your pads? Your, yeah, pads, I guess. Question number one was obviously a science question. Which of the following acids do we have in our stomach? The options were ethanoic acid, hydrochloric acid, nitric acid, and sulfuric acid. Obviously, I don't need you guys to shout out your answers because you have other people's whiteboards. The answer is hydrochloric acid.
Cool.
Cool.
Question number two. Choose the correct list of nouns from the following sentence. The books are on the table by the window in the hall. There are four nouns in that sentence. And the nouns are books, table, window, and hall. Number three, spelling. Spell the word acrylic, and I will spell it for you. It is A-C-R-Y-L-I-C. I will not be expecting or accepting any other answers.
Fuck!
A-C-R-Y-L-I-C.
Fuck! I was one letter off.
Literally one letter.
What is the capital of Australia?
Oh, this was annoying.
And the answer is Canberra.
Oh, piss off.
I knew it started with Cam something.
Fuck that. I
completely forgot. Damn.
Last but not least, which of these numbers has a whole number as a square root? The options were 30, 32, 34, and 36. And the answer is 36. Because if you divide 36 by 6, it equals 6. Or 6 times 6 is 36. You have whose pad?
I've got Rem's.
And what did Rem get?
Rem got 2 out of 5.
Ellis, you have James's one. And what did James get?
3 out of 5.
And Remsky, you have Ellis's. What did Ellis get?
3.
So it's a two-way tie between...
What did Ellis get right?
The first three.
Hydrochloric, nouns, and acrylic.
Acrylic, yeah.
Mm. I fucked myself on that acrylic, boy.
Mm. He didn't even answer number 4.
Yeah.
I wish I didn't.
He didn't guess it.
I wish I didn't answer
so
it.
So you got 3 and you got 3.
No,
you two got 3. So the score is now 2-1-1.
You're not doing a tiebreaker for them.
Oh yeah, I need to do a tiebreaker. Yes, I do need to do a tiebreaker.
We don't have to.
We have to do it. Yes.
People don't win on one day.
You can't do that.
So wait, who's it between you two?
Me and Ellis.
Yep. Pick a number 2, 1 or 5.
They both got the capitals wrong. Book 3.
3 is spelling.
Oh no, don't do that.
Shit.
Damn.
Oh, damn.
Okay. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Yep. Spell accommodation.
Bro, what is this?
It's key stage 3, that's what it is.
Don't say anyone can spell it because
I can't spell that.
Ellis, can I have your spelling please?
A-C-C-O-M-E-D-A-T-I-O-N.
James, can I have your spelling please?
A-C-C-O-M-M-O-D-A-T-I-O-N.
And James has won.
Okay.
There's no E in accommodation and you missed the second M, Ellis. So the scores are 2-1-1, I believe.
Two, zero, one. Yeah.
Rem is livid he didn't get that accommodation one.
Good round, Ellis, bro.
Very good round.
Yeah, it's close.
Yeah. Yeah. We are really going back to school.
That's really intense.
Mm.
That's more intense than top 5. 100%.
Of course.
No, I hate it.
Of course.
I hate it. Because when we start talking about porn stars and like dick sizes, I'm like, it doesn't matter.
This matters.
This matters. It means everything.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, gang. Cool. Right. Trash news, please, Rem.
Italian man walked 450 kilometers to cool off after he had an argument with his wife.
That's an argument, bro.
That's
not a marriage we can make work.
It's not something that's imaginable. In 2020, an Italian man following a dispute with his wife, walked 450 kilometers, which is 280 miles from Como in the north to Fano in the Adriatic coast to cool off. A week later at 2 a.m., police stopped his remarkable journey, resulting in a €400 fine for violating the pandemic lockdown curfew. The 48-year-old man explained to the police, "I walked the entire way without any transport," and shared that along his route, kind strangers provided him with food and drinks. After covering an average of 60 kilometers daily, he simply remarked, "I'm fine, just a bit tired." Just for reference, and I've got it on the next tab. Unfortunately, it's already there written. Could you guess, without looking, how far you would have to walk up north, which city you would reach from London if you walked 280 miles or 450 kilometers?
I'm not even looking.
200 miles.
280 miles from London.
80 from London.
Up north, which city would you reach?
I'm going to say Hull.
Okay.
I'm going to say Newcastle.
It's Newcastle.
Is it Newcastle?
Yeah. From London.
Gang.
Sick.
If you walked 280 miles up north.
That's not possible, bro, because Newcastle's like a 6-hour drive.
Bro. Yep. 5.5-hour drive.
Oh.
And a 4-day walk.
My God.
From London to Newcastle, bro.
Good stat, by the way. I like this addition.
Very good stat, yeah. Fair play.
Damn.
Yeah, you passed Hull halfway, bro.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jesus.
That's nuts.
Hull's there.
He walked that.
Walked.
To cool off.
To cool off, bro. During the pandemic. So there was nobody about.
What are they beefing about? Pandemic was prime beef filter.
Yeah. Yes. Cooped.
Stuffed
with a loved one. Yeah.
Domestics were crazy.
Domestics and babies. That's all there was.
Okay, cool. Right. So that's over. It is time for Who Am I? Okay.
Oh, let's go.
Right. So again, I said earlier, I'm not sure Ellis is going to get this one.
Mm-hmm.
What, in terms of my age?
Yes.
Yeah.
It might be slightly before your time.
Okay.
But that's all right.
But you tend to deep dive in stuff that's before your, like music especially.
Yeah.
Music especially, you deep dive into stuff that's not really your age. So yeah.
See. Right, cool.
Matrix was before his time.
Yeah.
Matrix also was before your time. Yeah. And you were chomping at the bit.
He was there.
Right. So if you are new here, guys, Who Am I is a game where I describe myself as I could be a celebrity, a fictional character, a musician,
anything really.
Anyone from history, sorry, figure from history. I could be someone sitting in this room. I could be anyone.
Mm.
So I describe myself and it's up to you guys to figure out who I am, all right?
You could be someone sat in this room.
Yeah.
That's interesting. You've never said that before.
Because if that person doesn't get it, that's
it's
peak.
Long, isn't it?
Yeah, that's interesting.
Because I think sad. It will be very ego. If you're describing me, I think it will be egotistical for me.
If you're like,
is this me?
Are you me?
Are you trying to be me?
Brother, I'm talking about Martin Luther King. Imagine!
I wouldn't hear the last of it from the streets. Swear you had a dream. Swear.
Oh, God.
Martin Luther King, that's jokes.
All right, cool.
Yeah.
So, guys, chapter one. Who am I?
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
So, long story short, I'm an orphan. I don't know who my parents are. I don't know where I came from. All I know is I was raised by my adopted father, who loved me very much. Okay? He loved me like I was one of his own kids. Cool thing about my adoptive father is this brer loves to fight. And he taught me how to fight. So I knew very, very early on that I was different from all the other kids. I look a bit different. I'm built a bit different. And I realized I was also stronger than all the other kids as well. I made a lot of friends early on from my dad's martial arts teachings. And the group of friends that I cultivated, we all had a little bit something different about us as well. Okay. And along with that, I made some lifelong companions and we used our differences and our love of fighting to form bonds. And the one thing that we love to do more than anything else is go on treasure hunts. End of chapter one. Any guesses at all?
My original guess was Jaden Smith in, what's the karate movie called? The Karate Kid.
Okay. Do we have any formal guesses?
No. I'm just thinking out loud.
Yeah. Please stop out loud speculation. Formal guesses only, please, team.
Treasure hunt. No?
No. Okay. Chapter 2. As I got a little bit older, I fell in love. I had a kid, but along with this, I would always continue my training and indoctrinated my son into the training regime as well. One day, out of nowhere, I was minding my business, and bruv, when I say I got rushed by two dickheads, bruv, two random dickheads pulled up, rushed me. Couldn't believe it. I was fighting for my life. Obviously, as I told you, I've been doing martial arts forever. I smack up everyone. I'm built different. I thought I was gonna smack these two youths up as well. But then I found out, rah, these men are just as wham as me. This is a scrap. This is a scrappity scrap. And then I clocked, rah, these men look a bit like me as well. So after a long period of fisticuffs, I found out through the grapers that these men are actually related to me. And it turns out, along with them, I'm actually from a different planet. End of chapter 2. Any formal guesses? And when I say formal guesses, remember last week, I need the name of the person I am, not this character from this movie, this character from this book. No formal guesses? Right, moving on to chapter 3. So, fast forward some time, I smacked up these dickheads. Through the education that these men put me through, I learned that the treasure hunt that me and my boys have been doing for all these years is actually the pussy hole version. And if I follow these men to the different planets that they go to, I can find out what the treasure hunt looks like for real Donnies. So me and my boys, we worked our asses off and we went around space completed a treasure hunt. And we discovered that once you complete this treasure hunt, you can have whatever wish you want granted, but you can only have one wish. The next thing I know, my bitch ass friend gets smacked up by one flamboyant alien nigga, and I had to waste this fucking wish bringing him back to life.
Goku.
I am Goku. Well played. Thank you, sir. Good job.
What's that off?
Goku?
Dragon Ball Z, man, bro. Oh, I've never watched it. Dragon
Ball Z. You don't know who Goku is?
I knew the name. I thought it was a film.
Oh, fair play. I did say that you might not be able to get that one. Fair. Well done. Well done, well done, well done, well done, well done.
Gassed.
Yeah!
I don't know. I think what gave it away was, it was obviously in the third part. I was never getting it from chapter 2. I don't know, but it's started to piece together.
Yeah,
it's
starting. Yeah.
You're doing really well in this.
Yeah,
this is a really, really good segment. It's a thinker.
Yeah, it is.
Thank you, G. Ellis, I promise next week I will try harder to get something that's in your timeline. And I apologize. I'm aging you out. It's not fair. All right, very nice. All right, so apparently Fuad has a question for the team.
I do have a question for the team. Obviously, a few weeks ago, we did a question of New Year's resolutions, wrong answers only. But we then tried to discuss what our New Year's resolutions would be. We are 9 days in. By the time this comes out, we are 2 weeks into the New Year's. Have you guys thought of or seen yourself changing a resolve? Like, do you guys have a resolution over these past 2 weeks and thought, maybe I can stick to this? Maybe this is something that can change? Maybe this is something I want to do continuously for the year?
Cool. So, it's funny you should say that. I was actually going to talk about it on Patreon, but since you brought it up, I might as well talk about it now. So today, I had my first day of therapy.
Nice.
Started therapy today.
Cool, man. Nice.
Thank
awesome.
You. Yeah. Mm. Ha. You, man?
Yeah.
It's interesting.
Yeah.
This bitch is interesting.
I know.
Unlocking things, huh?
Yeah, bro. So I was, obviously, without getting into too much, I was very, very apprehensive. Mm. And the lady I met today asked me, like, where does my main apprehension lie?
Mm-hmm.
And I said to her, like, I'm apprehensive talking to a therapist because one of the reasons I am is because I like to see myself as a very open person.
Mm-hmm.
I feel confident to like talk about my insecurities. Obviously, because of this show, this has already been like one form of therapy,
mm-hmm.
where like a lot of my insecurities and a lot of my issues and a lot of things that like typically you would be embarrassed to talk about and all that kind of stuff, mm-hmm. I feel it's like an open platform for us to just be ourselves. Mm-hmm. And that's helped me in a lot of ways. But there are obviously things in my life that I don't talk about on camera.
Mm-hmm.
You're probably like my closest confidant in the mm-hmm. world. And there's obviously, I tell you pretty much everything.
Mm-hmm.
But there will always be stuff that I tell you that even though it is the truth,
it's not the full truth.
There's a filter. There's a filtering mm-hmm. system. Mm-hmm. And there may be stuff that I confide into someone else
mm-hmm.
that doesn't have, I might be able to tell them that thing that I filtered with you, but there's other stuff that I'm filtering with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's never been a person in my entire life that I have been my absolute true self.
Mm-hmm.
No filter, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Say it exactly how it is. And that's fucking scary.
Mm, it's freeing as well.
Oh, it's, once you do it,
yeah.
it's freeing you, yeah. man. Mm. Wow. Today was just session one.
Mm.
So from this, as you know, obviously, they have to pair me up with like a long-term therapist based mm-hmm. on my session today. Mm-hmm. I was in there for like an hour and a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Blood clot, you man.
Mm.
So my mission is to do it for the rest of this year consistently. It doesn't have to be every week,
mm-hmm.
But consistently, as consistently as I can, go through therapy for an entire year.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, and I think also on top of that, this, now that we've started this Scoop Challenge, we've signed up for a year. I know we're only doing the Super 8. After the 8, I would like this to be the year, obviously, as like Rem knows and you know, and like pretty much everyone knows, is that like fitness used to be my life.
Mm-hmm.
And at no point in my life would I ever have considered myself unfit.
Mm-hmm.
And the last couple of years, I would actually consider myself like unfit.
Mm-hmm.
And just from doing a week of this, and I've done the cardio 4 times, an intense cardio 4 times, mm-hmm. the first time I did it was on Wednesday. The last time I did it was on Sunday. And just from those few days, I promise you now, what I did on Sunday, I wouldn't have been able to do on Wednesday.
Mm.
Like my fitness has already increased in the matter of a few days.
Nice.
Just from pushing myself. Nice. So I want to keep going. I want to be like an athletic person that I used to be.
Nice.
So those are my two resolutions for this year.
Nice. I love both of them. Ellis.
That's cool, man. I don't know. I think one thing that puts in my head like the other day, I just want to be a lot more confident.
Okay.
I want to work on being more confident.
Okay.
That's my brother.
I love that for you.
Yeah. Yeah. That's very, really.
What does that look like
facts
for you?
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Fucking let's. By the way, we have an episode. Mm. I think it's like episode 82 or something. It's called like therapy session or whatever the fuck it's called.
Yeah.
The amount of people that DM me about that episode all the fucking time.
Yeah.
Let's pull it up. It's a part two, my bro. Mm. What the fuck does that look like for you, Ellis? Let's really get deep.
Jesus. I don't know, man. Just little things, really. Just being more like, if something's on my mind, say it.
Mm-hmm.
Don't tiptoe around it.
Mm-hmm.
Just fucking say it.
Mm.
Just like... It's just little stuff,
yeah.
like, you know,
yeah.
like socially and stuff. Like, it's like,
it's freeing, isn't it? It's freeing, bro.
This
it's
is freeing. A real, we're bonded today.
It's an episode.
Keep going, Ellis. Please keep going.
Keep going.
Yeah, just like this. Socially as well. Like,
yeah.
there's like big places and social anxiety and all this bullshit.
Mm. Right, let go, man.
Yeah, I was trying to hold it. That was a game of chicken, isn't it?
Yeah.
Getting sweaty.
I was soft. I was sweating. Sorry, Ellis. Sorry. Carry on.
That's about it, really. Just being a bit more upfront,
mm-hmm.
in a good way, not in a rude way or anything. But yeah, just speaking my mind a little bit more. And when I have ideas, just address them. And yeah, I don't really know how to word it.
Just stop muddling yourself.
Yeah,
basically. Stop like, yeah.
Do you think that, do you, when you exhibit that like lack of confidence or like not speaking, are you present in the moment that you're not doing it? Like, is there a moment where you're like, I want to say this thing, but I'm not? Or is it like a hindsight thing?
There's a
physical block
there's
right
a,
there.
There's literally a block where it's like, oh, like, just do this. And then it's like, oh, and then it's like battling in my head and then it ends up doing nothing.
Is it a fear of response from us or whoever you're in the room with?
I'd say so, yeah, probably. Yeah, or what it is, a lot of the time, it's coming across the wrong way.
Okay.
And I used to get it all the time. Like in my old jobs, for example, I'd get worried about certain, saying certain stuff that it come across in a wrong way.
So it's the articulation.
So like, yeah. So it's like, cause I've said stuff before and then like people thought I meant one thing, like I was annoyed or something. And it's like, I'm not. But I think that's where it comes from a lot, a bit. Like people's responses, but also like, yeah, like, am I actually communicating myself clearly and well? Or are people getting the wrong end of the stick and it's like, oh, fuck. And then it's just like, I just don't want to say that. Because it's just, you know what I mean? But yeah, that's one thing I want to work
that's
on.
Hard, bro.
That's a full thing to work on.
Thank you for opening up, bro. That's love hard
that.
Shit.
Love that. Yeah. Well played, man.
Yeah.
Give up, fellas.
Honest with yourself, innit?
Yeah, man. GG's, man. Remski.
Remski.
You're up.
Resolutions. So I set myself content creation, practicing bass guitar, and I have started those things. I've got back on that practicing. I've been streaming again. Got a routine, streaming Sundays, Wednesdays, and yeah, I've decided to not or try to knock these walls down that I place up myself. Like I don't nobody builds that brick wall in front of you that says, or rarely in my particular case. Anyway, no one's built this brick wall in front of me that says, oh well, I can't do something, I can't create something. I've built that wall and I'm sat behind it like, ah, well, I just don't want to do anything now, or you know, I'm not in the mood to do something now. There's always going to be these different walls and it's up to me to just knock them down and just do whatever I need to do, whatever it is I've said I'm going to do, just follow through with it. Tiredness. Everyone's tired, man. We've all been tired since we were 13 years old. Like, you know, it's just one of those things. And to just make sure that I just stay on top of what I say I'm going to do and just do it. You know, life's short and we don't have all the opportunities that we think we have, you know, touch wood, but anything can happen, man, you know. And yeah, a couple of losses in my family in the 23 last year. And it, yeah, just made me think, man, like, I have conversations in my head about what the conversations with them would look like if they were still here. And they're always encouraging to me, you know, telling me to do stuff and just jump on this, jump on that. And I don't know why, who's stopping me, you know, it's me. So yeah, I've started, I'm on my content, on streaming, practicing stuff. I'm ignoring tiredness, and I'm doing it.
Cool.
That was fucking gorgeous. Thank you for that, bro.
We didn't give a round of applause for James, or give up for James.
Thank you, guys.
Let's go.
Your turn, Daddy.
My turn. The reason why I asked this question is because I've seen myself change over the past, when this comes out, 14 days. There are probably two or three major things I feel like I have started to change and I am willing to continue to change about myself. First thing is, to piggyback off what you said, I'm a massive procrastinator. I said that last year, I said that the year before, I said that probably the year before that as well. I am in a space where if I think I need to do something, I'm doing it then and there. If I'm not in the space to do it, i.e. I'm driving or I'm cooking or something, I'll write that bitch down so I never forget it, and I'll do it at the earliest convenience. That's number one. Number two, I'm really, really, you guys know I hate scripts. You guys know I hate acting. I am really going to push myself to get into my creative bag.
Gang.
And I want to do that, like you said, again, to piggyback off what you said, I'm the only one stopping me from doing that. And I think it's probably a fear of not being that person before and not knowing how I would see myself in that creative space, but fuck it. This is our safe space. So why can't I just be in my creative bag and just do what I want, you know? So that's another thing I really want to push on as well. Number three, to pick it back on what James said, I've also started therapy as well, and I'm going to continue doing that throughout the rest of the year.
Sick.
And another one, to continue off the floop challenge, throughout my whole life, I feel like, I say my whole life, probably like my adult life, I've always, if it's something I like, I continue to eat that bitch. Do you know what I mean? Like, my gluttony is real. My gluttony is so real. Like, I am, as weird and little as this sounds to other people, for me, if I'm going up, if I'm going to make food or have food or whatever, I'm going to have a smaller portion first.
Mm.
And then if I get hungry again, have another portion instead of have a fucking massive plate, feeling lazy, feeling tired, which is a knock-on effect because it stops me from going to the gym. It stops me from leaving the yard. Do it. Like little things like that affect my whole day.
Mm.
So I'm going to break it down bit by bit, probably have 5 meals a day instead of like a breakfast and 2 large meals. Do you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that changes my mood throughout the whole day. Mm. That changes how I feel. That changes how I look at myself. Mm. And I'm gonna keep doing that going forward. Be more active as well. On days that I don't do anything or days that I'm free, if I don't train, leave the yard and go for a fucking walk.
Bro.
Leave the fucking yard and go for a fucking walk, because I can sit on my ass, I can game, watch TV, we'll do anything all fucking day if I wanted to.
Yeah.
And that's a lazy motherfucking mentality.
Mm.
And I'm changing that bitch.
Let's go, that's it.
Yeah, man.
Jeez. Gang, let's man, go. What an amazing episode this is, guys.
Yes,
aren't we so blessed?
We are blessed, man.
Bro, so blessed, man. Yeah, man. Fuck.
I had to ask that question.
Shit, man.
Good one. It's a good one.
That makes me feel really happy.
Same.
All right, I'm down to lock it there, Daddy. That's good.
Yeah, man.
Right, guys, thank you so much. If you're still here, we appreciate you.
Facts.
And yeah, man, as always, love.
Gang.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.